BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hiya, this is Scott Mills, and here is my free download, the Scott Mills Daily, after a very busy week. Matt Edmondson finally turns up to play Real or No Real. We talk about when girls absolutely hate other girls with the same name as them. They don't like it. More of you lot calling the randoms in your contacts list for Fish Pie Sue. Chris has another business idea, this time for scruffy men. It's all on Friday's podcast. Enjoy it, you salad. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. So, Fish Pie Sue is coming up. It's a good one. Today you'll like it. You'll like it a lot. Lucy has been on saying, has last week's Fish Pie Sue romance progressed at all? Well, you know, it was Tony and Darren Manhole. Now, she didn't know who he was and then worked out that he was someone that she'd done some kind of, what was it, like a
It was a sewage conference.
A conference, that's right. And she had him in as Darren Manhole because that's what his company sold. I believe that they have met up and had a date.
It's been very odd because they've been tweeting us both.
Yeah.
Almost constantly.
Yeah.
With updates on their relationship.
Yeah. Almost like they want to be on again on the radio.
It's like they're waiting for the magazine offer from OK for the wedding.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like they probably have phoned hello already. but the best of luck to Darren and the soon-to-be Tony Manhole.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Loads of people got us blasting out as they're doing stuff today.
That's a bit vague.
I know. Well, like Hannah, for instance, she's doing stuff. Her dad and brother Callum have been helping. She's been moving out and driving back from uni in Manchester to Northumberland because it's summer.
Do you know what? There'll be loads of that going on, won't it?
Yeah.
Like loads parents of people. Pick up.
Yeah. The parents arrive smiling and waving and going, hello, and then do that embarrassing thing where they hug you in front of all of your other friends.
Yeah, or they've got to meet all the other flatmates and mates. That's weird as well.
Well, just come in for a coffee. No, let's just go.
It's so rude, especially when they've travelled so far.
Can we just have a drink? And I said, no, let's go. Have you ever done that when you've literally got everything you own in one carload?
Yeah.
Because it's too far to do two carloads. So literally you just cram everything in.
It will go in.
Yeah, I remember going down the M6 once. I think I was going back from Manchester with literally every item that I own, like duvets piled up in the back. I couldn't really see out of the wing mirrors. Don't advise that.
Yeah.
But you just have to get it in one carload. And you don't want to spend the cash on hiring a van.
Absolutely
not. It's all going to go in this car, in my small car. Yeah, we were right. There's so many people travelling back from uni. Rachel says she saw a girl trying to get all of her stuff into the boot of a smart car earlier. Hashtag no chance, love. Danny, there's a cardboard box at the moment digging in his head coming back from uni in the car. And his dad made him go to the pub with his mate.
Oh, cringe.
Let's just go for one. No, Dad, let's just go home. Okay, so it's time for another Fish Pie Soup. We like to do this now and again on a Friday. It all started because someone, one of our listeners, had a Fish Pie Sue, that was her name, in the phone. Never quite worked out who she was. So this is about those contacts where you scroll through and you go, I don't know who that is. And why are they saved under that weird name? Then what we do is we get you to call them on Radio 1 to solve the mystery, because it's been bugging you. Who is this person in my phone? I know the rest of my contacts. So let's do another one. Hi, Isaac.
Hello.
So who have you got on your phone and you don't know who it is?
She's called Beth, but in my phone she's saved as Saucy Beth, so I don't know really.
Saucy Beth?
Yeah.
Any ideas?
I think she's from a night out in Halifax, but I'm not 100% sure.
I'm pretty sure she is. Where'd you go out in Halifax?
Liquid at Acca.
Okay. And how long ago do you reckon this was?
Maybe about a month ago-ish.
Isaac, do you know who this is at all?
I really can't remember, to be honest. It might have been my birthday weekend, which I don't remember that much of, to be honest.
Right, yeah. Bit of a messy one, right?
Yeah.
Well, now's a good time to find out. Let's call Saucy Beth. Good luck.
Thank you.
Phone's ringing.
Hello?
Hello? Hey, is this
Beth? Who's this?
It's Isaac.
Isaac who?
Lewis.
Isaac Lewis, I remember ya. Yeah. Yeah, I do, yeah.
I How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing? This is random.
I'm fine. How's work? Oh,
good. Yeah. Work's good, yeah. Yeah, fine.
Who are you with at the minute?
Just, I'm just shopping at the moment with my friends.
Where about?
Just in Halifax.
Do you live in Halifax?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, why?
Whereabouts do you go out in Halifax?
Just round town and stuff, to be honest. Why?
What clubs do you go to?
What clubs do I go to? Mainly Liquid and Acca. Why?
Yeah. I saw you that other week.
That's where I know you from the other week, yeah? Yeah, I remember now.
Wait, like night of my birthday?
Yeah, it was the night of your birthday. Yeah, why?
Like, what was I doing? What time did you see me out?
I think it was around 12-ish, I remember. I just remember you trying to come on to me a lot, to be honest. And I remember you dancing to Gangnam Style quite repeatedly in my face. Don't remember much else. I don't know if I was pulling technique or what, but...
I've got you in my phone as Saucy Beth, so I don't know who put that in. Did you put it in?
You've got me in your phone as Saucy Beth?
Yeah.
Saucy Beth? Why am I called Saucy Beth?
I don't know.
My name's not even Beth. Saucy Beth? Why am I called Saucy? I'm not even called Beth, I'm called Lydia. What's funny? Saucy Beth?
Lydia?
Yeah.
Hi, Lydia. It's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Hi, Scott Mills.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm just interrupting this phone call because it's not going too well. Right. So Isaac got in contact with me.
Right.
And he said he had a Saucy Beth in his phone.
Saucy Beth was in me.
Yes. And he's got your number, but he didn't know who it was, unfortunately.
Right.
So your name's Lydia?
My name's Lydia, yeah, not Saucy Beth. I'm not sure where that came from.
Isaac, over to you.
What? I don't know who it's been there. I thought it was...
Hey, Isaac.
Why is she in his Beth?
I don't know. I didn't put the number in my phone.
Really, though?
I might have put it in by accident, calling myself Saucy Beth then, you know.
I don't think
accident
so.
It's happened on nights out.
Right, so did you give him a false name?
I may have done.
Oh!
I may have done. Didn't want him to remember me.
Did you put your number in his phone?
Maybe I did.
So we don't really know, Isaac, why she's called Beth in your phone, but do you remember her now?
No.
You don't remember her?
No.
But you were dancing to Gangnam Style up in her face.
I very much doubt that.
Last week on Fish Pie Sue, this feature that we do, we had a potential romance. Can we see this happening with this situation?
I think so.
I see a potential romance.
I don't...
I mean, we'll get to know each other's real names and then we'll move forward.
Well, it's good to speak to you both, and I'm sure that, Lydia, when you see him out again, you'll remind him, right?
Yeah, I'll remind him. I'll definitely remind him that it's me.
And maybe then it will all come flooding back to you, Isaac.
Yeah, maybe it will do.
Hopefully.
Maybe just change it to Saucy Lydia for now in your phone, though.
I think I'm going to do that now.
Yeah.
All right. Good to speak to you both.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. The Scott
Mills Daily. Okay, a few texts, and it seems that a few girls know Isaac from Halifax.
Made quite a name for himself.
Certainly has, in the local area.
Just remember you tried to come on to me a lot, to be honest. And I remember you dancing to Gangnam Style quite repeatedly in my face.
So, that's one of the things you don't want to hear a girl say, isn't it?
Gangnam Style in the
face. In your face. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Something I've been doing recently in the pub with Chris is being more proactive about getting a drink. This happened the other day, didn't it, when we were just having a quick little drink after the show.
Yeah.
And I had finished mine. So then I went, can you get me a drink?
It was a really odd situation, actually.
Now, some people would say that's rude, but I actually think it's... I tend to buy quite a lot of drinks for people. I'm not stingy. I'm not like a tight person, am I?
Well, that's exactly it. It was just a very odd situation because I was sitting there. I still had about half my drink.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, because you'd finished yours.
I was very thirsty.
We're having a lovely conversation. You go, can you go get me a drink?
Do you want to go and get me a drink? I think more people should do this. It's just being a bit more proactive about it, you know? I finished mine. Do you want to go and get me one? Because I got the last one.
Exactly. And I didn't question it. That's why
I found odd. You went and did it and then came back and went, hang on a second.
I just did what you said.
Oh, I know. That's quite weird. The Scott Mills Daily. Dance Anthems with Hugh at 6 o'clock and then Donny Howard tomorrow at 4. I understand you were out with him last night.
I went out with him last night to go see Ben Howard. I know this seems odd. He was really good. Why do you look shocked?
Danny Howard went to see a gig that's not dance music.
Yeah.
I hope that Ben Howard did some of the remixes that we play on a Friday.
Do you think that's where he went wrong? Because I think Danny was expecting like one of those, big gay Friday mixes of...
And he just got some acoustic.
And it was very acoustic. I had a lovely evening. It was almost like a date night.
Well, really?
Yeah, we had a lovely kebab together. And
is that one?
No. And
after the gig?
Actually, before.
Oh, you had a... Whoa, hang on. So you had a kebab before a concert?
I know. That's how we roll. And then went to the Ben Howard gig.
Did you go in on a donner at like 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's... I've said this before. They're banned before midnight.
I'll be honest. I didn't go donner. I went sheesh. Splashed out.
Oh, sheesh is fine. Yeah. That's a whole different thing. If they're having to shave it off before midnight... Not allowed.
In fact, I'll be completely honest, if anyone cares. Right, I had sheesh with shavings of Donna.
Well, that's just plain disgusting.
It was
who
lovely.
Actually has that? Who has the mix?
So that's what we did last
did
night.
You ask for a... Sorry. Did you ask for a sheesh with shaves of Donna?
I asked for a sheesh with side shavings.
No, you didn't.
I can't even say it now.
Chili sauce?
A little bit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, any girls listening, I want to know if this is a thing. With you, right? So our mutual friend...
Her name is Verity.
Yeah. Now, she doesn't know that many Verities. But when she meets another person called Verity, who is a girl, who wouldn't normally be a bloke, she actually hates them.
Yeah. Purely because of their name.
Irrational hatred because she's got the same name as her and she thought she was the only one.
But I don't know... I mean, having the name Chris, I can't hate on other people called Chris because there's a lot.
No, there's a lot of Scots now as well.
There's a lot of Scots. But I don't understand how someone can just not like... It's like if whenever she meets... She's lovely, isn't she?
Yeah.
Completely, like, really nice girl.
Really nice, but as soon as she meets a Verity, woof.
Which is rare because, you know, it's one of those kind of names where it is a bit more of a rarer name. Maybe that's why she has this irrational hatred. But it is a hatred.
Actually hates them.
She will dislike someone based on their name just before they know anything about them.
Now, we were talking about this with Cara, our producer, earlier. She's Cara with a C and feels exactly the same. She's like, oh, Cara, is that Cara with a C or Cara with a K? If they go K, they go, oh, I'm Cara
really
with a
nice
C.
Name.
If it's Cara with a C, she's like, oh, nice to meet you, bye.
Yeah. Is this just a weird girl thing?
I think it might be.
Is
like,
it?
properly hates them.
Yeah.
I've never heard boys complain about it.
No, boys don't complain about it. But for girls, oh, you've got the same name as me, have you? Going down.
Yeah. Irrational hatred.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I cannot believe the wave of texts we just had about
incredible,
this.
Incredible, isn't it?
Adele in Newcastle's been on. I got proper annoyed when Adele got famous. Leave off my name. Oh, yeah, it does happen to boys as well. I'm Philip with two L's and I'm the same. Hate other Philips with the same spelling.
But most of these texts are from girls.
Yeah, it's all girls, pretty much, apart from you, Philip. Only one. It's the same with clothing. If I see another girl with the same dress and clothes on, I hate it. That does happen. My name's Helen. It's my name. Leave off it. There's so many. Hi, Liberty.
Hiya.
Where are you today?
I'm in my back garden tie-dyeing.
Oh, sure, yeah,
what?
Tie-dyeing, yeah.
What's that?
You know, like, when you dye clothes in funny patterns for our girls' holiday to Zante.
Lush.
Big up.
When are you going?
The 4th of July.
I might be there that weekend.
Oh, my gosh, please do.
Well, I'm not planning out specially. I mean, it's been planned.
he's not joining in.
Oh, you might have. You maybe have Westwood or Joey Essex. Oof.
I think we've got Joey Essex.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, unlucky.
I know.
This tie-dyeing thing's amazing. I want a shirt like that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I've got a whole Facebook page to it.
So are you girls going in tie-dye?
Yeah, well, a couple of T-shirts.
Loving it. Okay, so what are you saying about your name?
Okay, so my name's Liberty, and it's just like, you know, freedom and all that. But surely if it's freedom, then it's my name, and people shouldn't steal it.
Well, how often does it happen where other people are called Liberty?
It's probably happened about 3 times and I'm out in Chelmsford, but it's just a bit weird. Like, mainly in London.
When you meet them, are you like, yeah, no, what's your name? Liberty. Okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah, it's like, oh, wow, never met anybody else before.
Yeah, I hate you, bye.
I'll do it again.
Oh. I absolutely love this. It's an instant dislike for someone with the same name as you.
I know, like, and spelling as well. Like, my friend Zoe, like, gets really annoyed when you leave off the umlauts above the E.
Yeah, you see, you used to be the only Liberty, and now there's more than one. You absolutely hate it.
I think it's called the Hollyoaks as well.
It probably is.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so bear with, Chris has got a new business idea. We tried to call Mrs. Meadham with this earlier, but she wasn't answering the phone, going straight to voicemail. Do you know why? Did it ring at all?
No.
It didn't?
No.
All right, so she wasn't avoiding you.
No, it rang, actually, the first time it did ring.
Well, right, and then the next time it went straight to voicemail.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's definitely ignoring you.
Well, we'll try and get through to her at some point. This is a good one.
Okay, go on. So this is for boys that don't like dressing up smart, because, Chris, the idea of going shopping for clothes, does your mum still buy your clothes?
No.
Right.
Obviously not.
Does a girl buy your clothes for you?
Well...
Or heavily suggest that you might want to buy this item?
Yeah, that's the kind of help I need.
Yeah, you're not good in clothes shops. I've told you this before. He gets really stressed. Where's the exit? Oh, I'm fed up with this. It's too hot in here.
Will you give me help in this department as well?
I've tried, but you are one of those lads that hates dressing smart. The idea of wearing a shirt and shoes is almost alien to you.
Now, do you know what? I like the idea of dressing smart. The problem is, it is a really difficult thing to do because you've got to go to the shops. Firstly, that's a problem. You've then got to spend a lot of money on those clothes.
Not necessarily.
And it's hard to get right.
I know what you mean. Some people just can't put stuff together. I'm not that good at it. But the idea of, like, getting a shirt and a suit to go with it and shoes to match.
Do you know what? Jackets.
Horrendous for you.
Trousers. I find it a pain.
So what have you got?
So anyway, I've solved this problem for everyone by creating... You know, we went to that grab ball the other night. We were both DJing.
In Southampton, yeah.
In Southampton. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to dress smart, because at these grab balls, everyone dresses really smart.
They've got really nice suits on.
Yeah, and I kind of thought, I want to make an effort, but I don't really want to have the hassle of going and, like, renting a really nice tuxedo.
Mm.
Or I don't really want to go that kind of way with it. So what I did is my mate makes T-shirts.
Is that where you get all your shirts made for your lads' holidays?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Oh, that's how you get him so quick.
Yeah, my mate Dan. And so what I did is I sent him a design of a T-shirt which looks exactly like a smart suit. So here it is. So the idea...
Show it to me.
Have a look at that. So the idea is there.
Is awful.
You've got your whole suit top there in the form of a T-shirt.
But you've just drawn on a tuxedo shirt and bow tie and 2 lapels onto a T-shirt.
Yeah, but
it doesn't look like it.
No, but that's smart now. Now, what I'm saying is, if I get invited to a black tie event or something like that, that is what that ticks the box.
You can't wear that to a black tie. They can.
They can't.
It's not a black tie, it's drawn on.
That's neither here nor there.
T-shirt.
That's like saying that that you can't wear the ties with the string around. You know, the measy ties that you could put on if you're not very good at tying knots.
Chris, it's a black T-shirt.
It's a black T-shirt that
looks
exactly...
That's not a smart dress.
Exactly like a tuxedo.
But it doesn't. Like, you'd have to be squinting and it might look a bit like one. I mean, if you get up close, it's definitely a T-shirt.
I'm not joking. If anyone wants to have a look at this, I believe we're putting the picture up now on the Radio 1 Facebook and the Radio 1 Twitter. But that... My friend.
Is that the thing that's going to make you the cash, is it?
Is that my
How many business ideas have you had now where you've said this?
That my friend. If people agree with me, I'm sure they'll put on the Facebook or the Twitter. No. But that, my friend, is my millions, I think.
It's the most one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen you do. The Scott Mills Daily. So what you should have a look at today if you're at work or over the weekend is the Danny from the Script innuendo bingo from yesterday. It's a good one. Getting loads of positive comments from my Twitter about it. Go to the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Just type Radio 1 into YouTube and you'll find it. It's one of the first videos there. Danny getting soaked. If that sounds like your kind of thing, head to the Radio 1 YouTube.
In fact, I dressed up smart for that one.
In that tuxedo tee?
Yeah.
Which has been done.
Because they were filming bits for The Voice, so I wanted to dress up.
It's been done.
Dress up quite smart.
Everybody is saying that it's been done. Like, but better.
Yeah, well, this is it. Loads of people are now sending me links to various websites where you can buy these, and I can't fault the job that some other people have done, but I thought this was genius. I thought this was...
They sell it in a major high street...
Has everything been done? What's the point of me trying?
It's a bit like running out of music, I think. Everything, all ideas have now been done, pretty much, I think.
Is that where we're at now? There is literally
There's no new ideas. They're going to have to cancel Dragon's Den. Do you know what I mean?
There's
nothing
no
new. What, like, every time you come up with something good, Chris, it's already been done.
I think...
Apparently, they're quite popular in teen movies.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, when I was out last night, there's one more idea, but I'm going to save it because I'm developing something. It involves craft.
Craft?
Yeah, I'm going to have to make something for it. So just bear with me, but if this one's not going to work, the next one will.
You really thought this was the one as well, didn't you?
Honestly, I thought this was genius. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. Matt Edmonton is playing Real or No Real. Can you believe it?
Hello, you're right.
Yeah, I'm really
good. It's not a mirage, I'm actually here.
I'm very pleased that you are here.
Yeah, I need to offer Chris a formal apology. I'm so sorry that I missed Innuendo Bingo and you had to do Extreme Innuendo Bingo. I feel really responsible.
And
I
did
say,
though.
I did say to Chris, should I say what I said in the text?
Yeah.
I did say that I'm willing to come back and play Extreme again.
You are?
I'm willing to come back and do that, to say sorry.
Which I'm all for.
Yeah. I'm well up for that.
But maybe, like, if you're lying down and do it, I would sort of go over you, like plank over you.
Whoa, okay. I don't want you on top of me, Matt.
Yeah, well, this has not been discussed before.
You can go on top of me then.
No, I'm not. Yeah.
Or we can suspend you.
Yeah, Chris, you go on top of Matt.
You go on top of me. I lie down, you'll get in, you go on top, planking.
And then what? So then you're spraying me with yogurt?
Yes, so you'd plank on top of me and then...
Absolutely not.
No, I quite like it.
Yeah. I'm sure you do.
It's a visual spectacular.
Yeah. It's extreme.
It's like, imagine the views. Right, we'll talk off air, Matt.
Sure, cool.
Sure. So it's Real or No Real. Matt's on tomorrow, by the way. Weekend mornings on Radio 1. Make it part of your plan. We'll find out what's on after this. So, here's your first fact. Or is it?
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me.
Our younger listeners might not remember this song.
Hello.
Shania Twain is not impressed by much, as can be seen on her Twitter profile, which states, Shania hasn't favourited any tweets.
I don't impress her much.
That's brilliant.
Nothing so impresses her.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist.
Rubbish. That don't impress me much. Nothing.
Oh, so this is amazing. So I take it people are tweeting Shania Twain, trying to impress her.
Yeah.
On a point of principle, she's not favouriting any of them.
That's right, because nothing impresses her.
No gold stars at all. Nothing. No, of all the people on Twitter, all the impressive, funny, amazing things that are getting tweeted, not one. She's like, not interested.
Not bothered.
How boring.
That's amazing. That's such a good idea. Try and impress Shania Twain.
Yeah. I mean, there's a TV show in that somewhere, isn't there? Where people, it's like Dragon's Den, but it's just Shania Twain. There's no money to be won. There's nothing. There's no actual product at the end. It's just she goes, yeah, that was 70% impressive. Well done.
Yeah, it's just her going, no, next.
Yeah, not interested.
Only her. So, is that true?
I think this is real, and I'm sure I'm going to join an army of people who are now going to try and impress Shania Twain and get that first ever favourite.
I might start following her because she sounds
I'm surprised she's on Twitter, Shania Twain, because...
What, because she's too old to know how to work it?
I remember thinking when that single was out, Shania Twain's quite old, isn't she?
Yeah.
And that was about 20 years ago.
I know. Wow, the picture is... I don't think is recent of her.
But it's definitely her because it's verified.
Let me look her up.
It's definitely her.
Oh, she's definitely complaining as well. 30 hours of flight delays, rerouting.
Not impress her much.
That doesn't impress her.
Oh, there she is. Let's have a look at that picture. She's verified.
Yeah,
that has been heavily photoshopped, Shania. Look at that.
I love that she hasn't favoured it. Right, that's a mission now.
I'm going to say real. I want to get involved real.
That one is real.
Incredible.
She does moan a lot. She's a moany old bag on Twitter. Next.
In Japan, a new eyeball-licking trend, also known as worming, is causing a rise in conjunctivitis.
So is that licking other people's eyeballs?
I think it would be impossible to lick your own, wouldn't it? Unless you've got a really long tongue.
People are going to try now, though, aren't they?
They can't get to it, can't get to it.
No.
Licking other people's eyeballs, like an eyeball snog.
That's awful.
It's disgusting.
We could do that when you're planking over me, Chris.
No.
Eyeball licking special.
Yeah.
I've not even heard of people doing it, and I've never even thought of this myself.
But they're crazy in Japan.
I find the idea of even touching with my finger my own eyeball a little bit creepy. Don't like it.
No.
But this is a thing, apparently. This is something that's happening a lot, if this is real.
And it's causing a rise in conjunctivitis
as a prank,
Japan.
Or as a hey, nice to see you, little handshake or hug. Don't spud me. I'm going to go straight for the eyeball. Yeah.
Well, I went to Japan and they are all about the fun. So I reckon it's just for fun.
Yeah. How do you broach that with someone, though? Hey, Chris. Chris.
No, go away, Matt.
Go on, do it.
I'm not letting him.
Can I touch your...
No,
no, you can't.
Lick it.
Come on.
Lick it.
I'm going to have to close
Matt.
Lick it.
No.
Lick his eyeball.
This is... I don't know why I agreed to that.
Why did you do that?
That's a horrible texture. Please don't do that.
No real.
He's in shock.
That one is real.
It's happening in Japan right now. That feel horrible?
Why would you let someone do that?
Can we get you some eye cream as well if the conjunctivitis is on the way?
Next.
Anne Robinson says she decided to quit The Weakest Link after a contestant answered the question, where were the 2010 Winter Olympics held, with Taunton.
It must grind you down though, right?
I know.
Because she does, five episodes a day or something. They record those in a block.
And has done for years.
And she, let's face it, she could be replaced by a robot that has about 5 buttons that you press and it goes, you are the weak link, goodbye, or why are you so stupid? How come you can't answer any of the questions, etc., etc.? It must get a little bit tiring. So, yeah, you could imagine that you get peeved with one million wrong answers.
Yeah, and then just one idiot spoils it by saying Taunton.
Someone else needs to do that job. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it's about time there was a change in that show. And
she's quit.
Oh,
is the show even still on?
Is it still on?
I think
it's all about Pointless now, isn't it?
All about Pointless.
I saw you on recently.
Aye?
Nice corduroy jacket.
Thanks very much. I've actually been on it twice, but they haven't shown the second one, and I'm curious as to why.
Who were you on with the second time? Because the one I saw was you and Hugh Stevens.
That's right. That's been repeated as well, so that's been on twice. The one with Gemma Kearney, I believe, may be on the cutting room floor.
Really?
It's never been...
good for TV.
Never been on...
Straight to DVD.
On TV. I don't know where it's gone. Gemma, every time I see Gemma, she's like, has it been on yet? I'm like, no. I think it's too late now. It's been ages ago it was.
Long time ago.
So, Anne Robinson quit The Weakest Link because that stupid person saying Taunton, real or no real?
Real.
No, I think she just earned enough money and decided never to do it again. No real.
That one is no real.
It is no real, but that is not why she's decided to quit. That is a real answer to a real question from The Weakest Link. Somebody said Taunton for the Olympics. And next...
Radio 2 afternoon presenter Steve Wright can't get broadband access at his house and so prepares many of his interviews using a CD-ROM of the Encyclopedia Encarta.
Oh wow! Yeah,
old school.
That was the worst time because at least with a book, right? In the olden days, I would guess that with a book, you go to a library and your teachers wouldn't necessarily know if you copied something directly from a book. And the internet, there's so much stuff they can't check it all now. So if you're copying someone from who's written on a blog somewhere, they won't necessarily know. But when you used to copy and paste from Encarta, they just had to go, I'll pop Encarta in. There it is.
It was so blatant.
Yeah.
Yes, it was blatant. So, Steve Wright, is he using that for his interviews? He's probably on right now on Radio 2.
He's quite old school, isn't he? I think Encarta, he's probably still on that.
But it's troubling if Michael Bublé goes on the show, he's not on Encarta.
True.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, there's
too much
missing.
I mean, you
can
ask him questions about the ancient Greeks, but that's about as far as it can go.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Loads of people are tweeting Shania Twain trying to impress her.
Brilliant.
I can eat a whole Tesco's trifle in 48 seconds, Shania. Can we stop that?
She will. She'll favourite one of them one day.
She's going to kick off. So, Steve Wright uses Encarta, real or no real?
No real.
No real.
That one is no real.
And at the end of that round...
I scored 20, Matt scored 30.
Yes, Matt.
Yeah, come on.
What's on tomorrow on your show, please?
I'm forcing Danny Howard to go on a date with Nina Nesbitt.
This can only go wrong.
Yeah, I'm going to set a little table and stuff. I'm going to make him flirt with her and things.
Oh, that won't be a problem.
I'll be in his ear as well, so I'll be guiding him through the process. So I'll have chat-up lines.
God.
I'll have lots of advice, lots of questions that you can ask. I'm just going to stand back as romance blossoms between Nina Nesbitt and Danny Howard.
How does she feel about this?
Well, I don't know. I've not asked her yet. But here's the thing. They tweet each other a lot, which is where the idea came from. Because there's a lot of Twitter flirting going on between those two.
Yeah.
So
really?
I'm intrigued to make it happen for real.
I'm scared.
Bit of a matchmaker.
I think this is a bad idea.
Why is that a bad idea?
Well, he's...
We can't trust your judgment. You let a man lick your eyeball.
That's true. So good. Dating with Danny Howard and Nina Nesbitt. That'll go well tomorrow. What else?
Jason Derulo's on Sunday playing pie tennis.
Love him.
An athletic man, very competitive.
He's buff, isn't he?
He's very buff. Oof. It's a good game. Also, Joe Swash plays the Lethal Bizzle-inspired game Leave It Yeah and tells us an awful revelation about an encounter with a fellow EastEnders cast member in a laser quest.
Okay, right, let's leave it there.
Yeah, I'm doing a gesture.
Yeah. Oh! Right, Matt Edmondson, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Make it part of your weekend plans. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
So that was all of Friday's show. If you want to get Monday's show without the music, just the best bits, download this podcast or hit subscribe and get it free automatically all the time. We're back on Radio 1 Monday, 1 p.m. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.